Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My man, Chick Hernandez, WUSA TV on the scene in Detroit. The Washington Commanders have the second overall pick, and I always tell this to Chick out of great respect. The only time I ever say Commanders is when we talk to Chick. Is it really Jaden Daniels? Is that the guy?
Adam, I wish I knew. I said this before, that as opposed to the prior regime, which leaked more than the XL Valdez, this Adam Peters, Dan Quinn group has been very close to the vest. So I think it's Daniels. I'd like it to be Daniels, but I just don't know, because there's so many factors, so many picks that they have. They got draft capital.
Yeah.
What if somebody comes up with a ridiculous offer? Then maybe they move back. But as of now, I think it's Daniels, but I'm not privy to those interviews. And that's a big thing for Adam Peters. That's why he took those plethora of guys to Top Golf and,
right,
you know, and had them just hang out and see who the alpha males are and go through all that. They do things a little differently. He's done that at San Francisco. So I just don't know. I think it's Jaden Daniels. It's not going to surprise me if it's somebody else.
Okay, so would it surprise you if they trade back? If somebody comes up with a silly offer and they trade back, would it surprise you if they traded out of range for one of the quarterbacks, three or four quarterbacks?
Yeah, at that point, you can kick me in the shins. Yes. That's not going to happen. They know that they have a huge decision and a franchise ever-changing decision coming up here. So they're not going to draft or trade out of what they want. That's not going to happen. So if there's a guy and they say they have their guy now, finally said, we know who it is, then, you know, if somebody's got a deal that allows them to keep that guy, then they might make that deal. They got six picks in the first 100.
I know.
And four picks within, I think it's 42.
Yep.
In the second and third round, four picks in a 42 pick span. That's a lot. So again, they're not going away from their guy. That's not going to happen. And I am for a guy who's covered this franchise for three decades, I'm excited to see what it's my first draft. I've never been to the draft before. I always covered it from back, in Ashburn, where the command center is. But this is exciting.
Chick Hernandez from WUSA TV 9. All right, TV 9 in Washington. I'm trying to remember. It is still 9. How about that? I got that right. You know what could have happened to my memory from
yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean could have happened?
It's a very good point there, Chick. So with all of those picks, would you anticipate them using all of them, or maybe packaging a couple and bumping up a little earlier if they have targeted some players?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites, because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Earlier after 2?
After 2. Like, take a couple of picks in like the third round and maybe move back up into the second. Because they could get a lot of really good players, or maybe have designs on a player or two in the second round that they want to jump in and get.
Yeah, I think if there's the opportunity and there's an offensive tackle that's sitting there I think they if they can do it, they will. Because, you know, they didn't protect the quarterback so well last year, Sam Howell. And now you're going to have a brand new quarterback in there because it ain't going to be your boy Marcus Mariota heading up this franchise. So so they've got to go down that road, and I think they will. I mean, I think that's you know, wish list number two is to get an offensive tackle and somebody that can play that left side, that blind side, and protect him because they're going to need it. They were porous beyond belief last year. Got better at the back end, but still, it's a lot of work to do. Now they've got a crap ton of free agents that have signed so far. So there's a lot of parts that are moving right now with this franchise. I get to call the preseason games, and I'm lost because I don't know the jersey numbers yet and who's where. It's going to be exciting.
My money's on you to figure it out. You got a lot of time. Real quick, you make it sound as though whoever they draft is going to play right away.
I can't see where they wouldn't. Again, Marcus Mariota is the backup quarterback right now. And you got Cliff Kingsbury, who's going to do everything in his power to get that rookie quarterback up to speed. Now, obviously, you know, something could happen, but I think they're going to, you know, whoever's getting picked in how many hours is going to be that dude. That's my sense.
All right. Now, before I let you go, here's what I saw today. I saw that Darryl Green's having his number retired by the franchise. And here's what I couldn't fathom. Why did it take this long? Is it crazy for me to say, why did it take this long to retire that guy's number?
It's not crazy because crazy was running the organization. For
That's right. I forgot.
Okay. That's what that is. I got wind of it and I sat down with Darryl. And he was highly emotional about it all and said, quite frankly, he you know, metaphorically, he left the organization for 20 years.
Right.
Wasn't a part of it, didn't do anything. And he said, I'm back home now. Not just because of the jersey being retired, but because of discussions. I mean, when Josh Harris bought the team, he called Darryl Green, of all people. And Darryl's like, who is this again? What are you talking about? Why are you calling me? You know, so the whole new regime has done things really well. And this is one of those things. So now Darryl's going to be the fifth jersey retired, and it's going to be a special day. They haven't announced what game it'll be, but it's already special. The way that they did it and announced it and surprised him with it was just top class. They haven't done that. They butchered, you know, the statue of Sean Taylor, and then you know, and that was kind of at the front end of the new regime, but it wasn't really their call. So, you know, it's a. I mean, it's the buzz right now. It's the buzz in Commanders Nation right now is, oh, Darryl Green's going to, oh, yeah, we have draft too? Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, so it's well done. And I'm very happy with the guy. I covered that dude, you know, for many, many years. And to sit down with him and share some tears during the interview was special.
He's one of the classiest guys, had the best recovery speed in the history of the NFL. I mean, you thought you were open, and not really, because Darryl was way faster than you.
And he took it very seriously. He told me, look, this was a job. Yeah, it's kind of fun, but I had the number one receiver every single game, and they were talking crap, pushing me around. But when that ball was in the air or when I was coming around the corner, I was going to lay some leather. So it was nice.
Chick Hernandez, my man. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the draft, and I will talk to you very soon.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Absolutely. We'll see what happens.
Oh, man, it should be fun tonight. I've always said the draft is good TV. And if I weren't busy watching the Hurricanes and the Islanders, I would be watching the draft. I think it's good TV.
Yeah. I'm sorry, just as a Panther fan, I'm just, yeah. Wow. I will not be watching the draft.
Well, you'll be watching the hockey game.
I will absolutely be watching.
You're telling me is that if the hockey game was not on, if the Hurricanes had played last night and tonight was, you know, reruns of Golden Girls. I have no idea.
Which are amazing.
Yeah. You would not be watching the draft?
As tempting, yes, if there were no hockey playoffs at all on, because I do watch the other ones, then yes, I would be watching the draft because I love misery because I'm a Panthers fan.
I watched Boston-Toronto. Toronto fans.
Wow.
Sheldon Keefe is already over Brad Marchand.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Bartuzzi. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, that game was amazing.
It was a fun game.
It was a fun
game. Fun game, and it was vintage Marchand.
And the Oilers, what are we doing? Like, what
told
are we doing?
Told you that game was going overtime.
It did.
I told
and
you
McDavid
the game
was nowhere.
Yeah.
I just...
Wasn't vintage Connor. It is... Look, I listened to enough of Sirius 91, the NHL channel, and they talk about the Oilers more than they talk about any other team, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And, but they have, when McDavid is on the ice, they believe that the Oilers are the best team in the world. I'm not even arguing. He's the best player.
He's amazing.
He's, like, there's nobody that, there are players who have had better years, and one of them, probably Kucherov, maybe MacKinnon, is going to win the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no better player.
No.
Than McDavid.
No.
But they want him to win a cup so bad.
They do. They are putting it out there.
Right. So he wasn't vintage last night. Anyway, we'll talk about it with Greg Wyshynski. But man, we are going to get to Marchand being Marchand and Sheldon Keefe kind of not necessarily loving it.
Rat man.
Awesome. Awesome.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.